by and large, the global governance infrastructure really emerged out of World War II. So it was the things like the United Nations, the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund. In that immediate post-World War II period, the defining feature of most international cooperation were what is called in political science, formal international organizations or treaty-based international organizations, where countries get together, they negotiate sometimes for 5 or 10 years, they sign a treaty, they take it back to their Senate or their equivalent of the Senate, it's ratified. It's a very lengthy, extensive process. And what we have seen, I would say over the last 30 years, is a shift away from these formal treaty-based international institutions toward more of what's often known as informal governance, informal international institutions, soft law bodies. These can be as informal as something like the G20 or the G7, things like the Financial Action Task Force that technically aren't based on an international treaty and have a very small bureaucracy, very small international organization, independent sort of bureaucratic arm. However, they can still have really extensive monitoring powers to figure out what countries are doing. An advantage of treaty-based institutions is that they are legally binding on states and they tend to be very sticky. And that's positive in the sense that everyone understands clearly what the rules are, but it's negative in the sense that it is very slow to adapt to what is happening. In general, informal governance is much more responsive to changing threats, to shifting understandings of policy issues. And so we see bodies that are more informal, which exist in the financial space, the technology space, actually across a number of different issue areas. Standard setting, I would say, is one of the core features of all global governance. Standard setting or rule setting, establishing kind of baseline expectations for how countries are supposed to behave. In formal international governance bodies, those standards tend to be broader. Standards really are the core, I would say, of the governance project, because what happens is countries, even on something where there's no distributional issues, where countries might really have shared cooperation interests, they can have very different understandings of a threat or very different understandings of how to solve a problem. And so it's only by people who are experts getting together and talking about these and creating a shared baseline that also is what facilitates monitoring. And so without that cooperative infrastructure, it's extremely difficult to make meaningful progress or to really ensure that institutions are doing what they're supposed to do.
When we think about global governance, people think about, well, what is the right institution? And really, it's a question of, could an institution move forward on a subset of issues? But even if you move forward in one area, that doesn't preclude even bodies like the United Nations becoming involved down the road, or other bodies taking a set of baseline standards and building on them or institutionalizing them or creating a monitoring scheme or all of it. So these organizations talk to each other. It's like an ecosystem.